Radio City Talk. The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall. He's going to be fighting in Las Vegas in a couple of months. Liam Smith, morning to you, Liam.
Morning, mate.
Great to see you here. You've just had your holidays. You've cleared your head. Boxer's got to have that bit of downtime. But at the same time, I'm sure, whichever beach you were on, you were absolutely buzzing about the idea of September the 17th.
Yeah, it was a crazy time to go away. You know, I went away and I got a text message. I was in the airport at 6:30 saying the fight's getting announced at 7:15. So the minute I got through the security area, you know, it got announced and my phone went mad. So, you know, Mrs. Wayne happy, I sat with my phone on charge. You know, she wanted to go everywhere and have food, and I just sat with my phone plugged in looking at all the, you know, the tweets and all the stuff on social media and the internet about it. But I don't know that it was a good time to go away or a bad time, you know what I mean? I went away as soon as the fight was announced, so you know, I come home to it all on Thursday.
I'd suggest it's a bad time, because actually, as soon as it's announced, you want to be part of that conversation with everyone, everything, that immediate build-up. Don't tell your missus this, but
you know,
you're talking about a mega fight here. Saul Canelo Alvarez, you know, we'll talk about him and his record very shortly, but it's one of those that I'm sure you are absolutely over the moon to get the chance.
Yeah, I was. I knew it was in the pipeline. The minute I got out the ring with Radosovic, I knew it was very close to being made. And, you know, I couldn't say things until it was over the line. And, you know, as soon as I got told it's getting announced, then, you know, I said that was the fight that, you know, give me the butterflies in my stomach, that made, you know, the excitement. And that's the fights I've been asking for now for quite a bit, you know, the big names. And, you know, I think people thought, you know, I was just saying that, you know, and maybe wouldn't have took a risk, and you know, I wouldn't have fought one of the big names. But said to everyone who asked, as soon as I got offered the big name, I'll take it. And you know, to be honest, it'll got offered the biggest name in boxing at the minute.
Yeah, because let's be honest. I mean, you're never sure in boxing. Even at a stage where you thought this is in the pipeline, I bet you still have massive doubts as to whether this could be pulled off, this fight.
Yeah, and especially with you know, Canelo, because When I got told that, I was this close to fighting him last time, and 30 minutes before they announced it, they told us that they've got a new opponent in Amir Khan. HBO were happy with Amir because he was a bigger name than me in America, so I couldn't really argue with that. But we were the same, you know, we were this close last time, and then they dropped it last minute. So I was not saying much until the fight was announced. As soon as the fight was announced, then, you know, I was buzzing.
Well, what are those things that go into deciding whether a fighter like Canelo should take on a Liam Smith? So what's he looking at? Because you mentioned then that idea of Amir Khan was a bit more of a billing, a bit more of a sell, which is understandable. He's fought in America before, hasn't he? He's further down his career path than you. What do you think Canelo is thinking about when he's deciding whether to face you?
This one now, he's got a lot of things. He's got a lot of criticism on his back at the minute, you know, for this fight. And I've probably been a bit harsh. It's been a bit harsh on me, and you know, I've had the backlash of it. But it's not to do with me, really. It's to do with because people wanted to see him fight Gennady Golovkin, and because he's not fighting him, they're not happy. Because after his last fight with Amir,
that's
the biggest fight in boxing at the minute. That's at middleweight, and after his last fight, he said, you know, I'll fight Golovkin next, and you know, I'll put the gloves on now and fight him. And he's kind of gone back on his word, and he vacated his title, so. You know, it looks a bit, you know, like he's scared to fight him, but if he's come back down to my weight, so it looks like he's going to justify the decision. He's not big enough to fight Golovkin just yet. He's, you know, on paper, he's signed to fight Golovkin next year. You know, I think, you know, from my point of view, I've got to put a spanner in the works for that, but it's as soon as he makes 154 to fight me, then he's kind of justified his decision to give that middleweight title up and come back down. And what he's trying to do is pick a world title up at light middleweight.
It's fascinating how that change in weight and a fighter's decision to maybe make that switch and whether it suits them or not. So obviously this World Super Middleweight Championship, that's the belt that's on the line, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's for my title. I'll be defending my title over there.
And how do you feel about that in many ways? The fact that it's your title, yet he's probably, well, he's the megastar, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's what you want to be in the future.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'd bite your hand off to be where he is now, and this is my chance to, you know, get up there and say make a name for myself over in America. And, you know, as all around, you know, I've been in a lot of gyms in America, and I've seen a few good interviews of certain people. Manny Robles, he's a good coach over in America. Freddie Roach, you know, they're saying, you know, this is a good fight, because he's not a name in America, it doesn't mean it's a bad fight, this is a good fight. So I was happy with reading them. And, you know, it's my chance to go over there and make a name for myself.
Did you nearly spar with him a couple of years ago?
Yeah, the two people I was you know, in talks to fight with over the past couple of months was Cotto and Canelo, and I've meant to spar both of them. You know, I was meant to spar Canelo before I was meant to spar Cotto, but I had a hand injury, and then I was meant to spar Cotto, but it come at the time when Callum was fighting Rocky, so I couldn't really miss that. But, you know, it's strange, and everything happens for a reason, and this is why we're here now.
It's mad how the wheels turn, isn't it? And you mentioned your brother there, and the past sort of 2 years has been this sort of meteoric rise of the whole family in many different ways. And I'm sure you've got as much of an eye on the others, haven't you, as yourself. Does it feel a bit odd that it's all happened for you all at once?
Yeah, you know, we're just really, we're hot at the minute. And, you know, don't get me wrong, we've had our dance. We've had the dance out of boxing, and, you know, we've had setbacks and stuff, but, you know, I think we're flying at the minute, and we're all bouncing off each other, and, you know, it's a good time to be around our family at the minute.
It certainly is. Right, so Vegas is the destination for this. And is that right? Has it been penciled in?
It's not. They've had the MGM on hold for a while, even before I was matched with them, but, you know, it's going to be confirmed this week. It's either Vegas or Texas.
Right, so you know, but you can't say on air.
No, honestly, I genuinely don't know. It's still never. It's not out. Not confirmed yet. And, you know, I'm texting every day. Is it confirmed? And I don't know what the stumbling block is at the moment. I think obviously over their side, it's who will pay the most money, and which is going to generate the most money. But, you know, I hope to God it's Vegas, because then that's another box tick for me. And
is that the culmination of a dream, Vegas? Even as a very young boxer, do you actually think, wow?
Yeah. You think world titles or world champion, you know, you think Vegas. And, you know, I won my first title, my Commonwealth title. Then I won a British title. I won a world title. I defended it in Liverpool. And, you know, now I'm going to, if it's Vegas, I'm going to defend a world title in Vegas. You know, there's not many more personal things I can take as a boxer, I can take, you know, as a fighter. And,
what fights does it bring to mind? When you think of Vegas, what other fights?
You know, you just think of the highlights, all the Mayweather ones, Hatton, yeah, you know. I'll have a lot going over to Vegas if it's Vegas. A lot, I know hundreds have booked already, so that's why I'm kind of hoping it's Vegas as well. But if it's Texas, for all the ones who booked Vegas, it's only a 2.5-hour inbound flight, and it's you know, it's fairly cheap, so it won't be a problem.
Half of Merseyside's already on holiday in Vegas on September the 17th.
I know, it's crazy how many people on social media are telling me, you know what, I'm there, I'm on a honeymoon there, and, you know, one of my old mates from the amateurs is getting married there on the Monday. He's from Sunderland, so there's a lot of them there. It's just, there's just going to be hundreds over there.
Radio City Talk. My special guest this hour is Liam Smith. September the 17th is the date. He still doesn't know the venue as yet. Could be Texas, could be Las Vegas. He's taking on Saul Canelo Alvarez. And we're going to introduce another guest to the show now, Sky Sports boxing commentator Adam Smith. Morning to you, Adam.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Great, thank you. Thanks for joining us. Got Liam in the studio as well. We're just previewing this date, September the 17th. Liam was talking. He's a very confident young chap. You've watched his rise very carefully.
I have indeed.
What do you feel about this matchup against Saul Canelo Alvarez?
I think it's a fascinating one and a fabulous opportunity for Liam. Let's not forget Liam's undefeated. He is the current world champion. But obviously, Saul Alvarez has been a superstar of the sport. We saw Amir Khan try. It was a gallant effort to leap up in weight, but we always felt probably a bridge too far. I think people were asking me before that fight whether I thought Amir had a chance. And I said over 3 rounds, I think he wins the fight. Over 6 rounds, he's got a chance. But anything later, I worried. And it sort of turned out that way. I think it's a different proposition for Liam. Liam is a bigger guy, and I think he's a different type of fighter as well. Obviously, he starts as a big underdog and outsider against a guy who's only ever lost to Floyd Mayweather. But what an opportunity for Liam. This is what boxing's all about. He's young. He's undefeated. As I said, he's got a style that I think can give Saul Alvarez a lot of trouble, a lot to think about. And he's got absolutely nothing to lose. And I think it's a fantastic opportunity for him and for the family.
Adam's just made that point that it's a different proposition than when Amir Khan fought him. But what did you learn, Liam, from the Amir Khan fight?
You know, I kind of knew the same what Adam just said. It was he was always going to start well, Amir, and you know what, I sparred Amir for that fight in the run for it, and without being too disrespectful towards Amir, when you know I got in with him, I thought, well, I'm just a lot too big for you, you know what I mean? And I just knew the size would play a factor, and that fight you know, you say it to the people on the street and fighting Canelo, and they think, look what he's just done to Amir. That fight hasn't made me think, oof, or nothing like that. That was, like I just said, it was if Amir could get through the 12, and if he didn't, that was probably always going to happen, that result. And, you know, that's like I said, size won't play a part in the outcome in my fight, no way.
Adam, are there some fighters you think that would have avoided this sort of contest against Canelo?
Yeah, you know, listen, boxing's all about taking chances. It's about timing and it's about levels. And I've always thought that, you know, Liam has done terrifically well. You know, he's become the first of a family that I'm very close to and I have huge respect for to become a world champion. You know, Stephen very nearly pulled it off the other week and hopefully will do again. Paul has had his opportunities, obviously very close to taking Arthur Abraham's title, and I'm sure Callum will go on to become a world champion. That's the rest of the family. You know, Liam has always impressed me. You know, he's quietly gone about his business. And you know, and he's hit the heights before the others. He's knocked out his last 8-9. He's secured himself in this position as the WBO champion. And this is what it's all about. You know, you've got to take these opportunities, these gambles. What's the worst that can happen? You know, that he loses to a guy that we already know is a star of the sport. And the upside is if he pulls off the win, he becomes a massive star overnight. I think it's a terrific opportunity. You know, Kell Brook had this, you know, a couple of years ago when he went and fought Sean Porter, and most people thought, oh, you know, Porter would win the fight, and you know, and it was too much of a risk for Kell. But, you know, the British boys are on a roll here. What have we got? 12, 13 world champions, Anthony Joshua, Tyson Fury in the heavyweight division. It's a fantastic place to be. And I think the Americans and you know, the Mexicans and everywhere around the world are fearing the Brits now. You know, we're going over there. We're winning fights. And I think that, you know, we're being taken more seriously than ever before. And I think that Liam has got, you know, as he said, he was sparring with Amir beforehand. You know, he's got the size. He's not going to be intimidated one little bit by Alvarez. You know, he's traveled a lot. You know, he's got his boxing brothers. You know, the family is got a huge history in the sport. And I think that all bodes really well for September. And I think that it's a great opportunity. I think he's going to give Alvarez a lot of trouble.
Liam, your brother Paul fell foul of the judges in Germany. In his first fight, of course. Are you worried in any way whatsoever?
No.
Of it going to the end and being on the scorecards? Do you feel like you need a clear-cut win over a...
Yeah, I think I'll need a clear win, you know, regardless. It's, you know, I'm champion, but I'm going there. So, you know, mentally-wise, I'm going there as the away fighter, to be honest with you. And, but I do think, you know, if I win the fight, I think I'll get the decision. No, and I think a lot of fighters will tell you that you don't think beforehand, oh, if I go to points, I'll get robbed. No, I don't think that personally. And, you know, I'll have a lot of confidence in whoever's there at the time. Then if I win the fight, they'll give me the decision. If they don't, then that's something to, you know, argue about after the fight. But I won't think of that through any part of camp. I won't be thinking, oh, if I go to points, they won't give me it all. I won't be thinking in the fight, I need to get them out of here right now, because if I go to points, you know, I'll lose. I won't be thinking that. I'll stick to what we do best and what we've always done. And, you know, hopefully it works.
Confident approach. Adam.
Yeah, I just want to ask Liam a question. So obviously, he's got a fantastic trainer and a great, great stable. Who are you going to get into spar with? Are you going to base yourself here? When are you going to go out there? Those sort of things.
I'm sitting with Joe and Joe tomorrow. Adam and I, we'll discuss some sparring partners. I've thought of a couple who might come in handy, but... You know, I'll sit and speak to Joe and see what Joe thinks, and I think me, Joe and Anthony are going to sit and see whether we stay here or whether we go away for some sparring. You know, as you know, we go to America every year for sparring and camp. So,
I think that's a great thing that you've done that. I think that's terrific that Joe's sort of gone out to Wildcard and he takes his fighters out there. He's not afraid to learn from other people and give the best opportunities in sparring. I've always said that, you know, look, there's experience, you know, around the world is so crucial in this, and that will all I think Liam stand you in very good stead when you go into whether the fight's in Vegas or Texas or wherever it ends up being. You know, it's going to be in a hostile territory to an extent. And I think that will all give you, you know, a very, very positive slant going into it because you've had that experience before.
Yeah, funny enough, Adam, there's another good gym. No, yeah, and he's just been over here. No, Manny Robles, he's got a very good gym in The Rock. He's got a few good fights. I've been there before.
Yes.
And especially, you know, one of his kids come to mind when the fight got announced, I think. Jason Quigley could be good sparring. You know, he could
be
a good sparring partner.
That was
one of the first names that come to mind for me, to be honest with you, Adam. And, you know, I'm going to sit with Joe tomorrow, me, Joe and Anthony, and we'll discuss what we're going to do.
Adam, you've commentated on so many of these massive fights in America, but when we're watching a Brit abroad, a Ricky Hatton and Amir Khan, how big is the step up and how different is it for the fighter? You know, can you offer any advice on that front?
It is a huge step up. You know, obviously, in Canelo Alvarez, who, you know, I've watched for many years, but they've always felt that he was going to be a star. Now, I'm sort of of the opinion, like, you know, he lost to Floyd Mayweather. He's had close shaves in other fights. I think he obviously was expected to beat Amir, and after a sort of rough first four rounds, he got the job done. But he did have a rough first four rounds. You know, this guy is not unbeatable. He's not invincible. I don't think he's quite as good as they make him out to be. Obviously, he's very talented. He's very strong. You know, you ask Ryan Rhodes, you ask Matthew Hatton, and there's plenty of people that can give Liam much better advice than I can. But, you know, my own take on Alvarez, he's a very good fighter, but I think there are weaknesses there. And I think it's about going and believing in yourself, giving yourself as much time to adapt, obviously, to the time zone, giving yourself as much much support around you. Don't listen to naysayers. Go out there and perform. And a ring's a ring. And ultimately, the fact that Liam has got that experience, he's got a very good trainer. He's got a very good team around him. He's got his brothers. You know, if you're a sort of lone shark going out there and doing this on your own, you know, I remember Mark Prince going out fighting Darius Mukoszewski in Germany many, many years ago. And he went with one trainer and sort of one representative. It was a very small outfit. You know, I remember lending him a coat. You know, there was no real preparation. You know, obviously he prepared for the fight, but he hadn't prepared for the circumstances around it. So I think if there's any advice I can give Liam, it's just, you know, stick with the people you know, that you trust, that you rely on, get out there in plenty of time, make sure all the physical stuff's ticked, which it will be, but just, you know, trying to relax and enjoy the week, because at the end of the day, it's two of them getting in a ring and the best guy's going to win. And yeah, I think he's right not to think about the judges or anything like that, but it is also an opportunity to really go for it. And I think that, you know, we've seen recently his stablemate Scott Quiggin, the big fight with Carl Frampton, he didn't get going in the first four or five rounds, and, you know, where he did later on, and he probably is kicking himself that he didn't start quick enough. You know, you have to make every single round count. I've got a Sky Scholar here, Savannah Marshall, who, you know, finds it very difficult to sort of base her confidence levels sort of go up and down. And, you know, it's all about getting her across the first hurdle in a tournament. Once she's away and running, it's that. And I said to her, look, just make sure you use every minute of every single round. Just use that time properly. And I think Liam will do that. I think he'll give him the best possible chance. And you know what? It'd be fantastic if he can bring this home, this win home. He's got the world title. It's his property. If he could bring this name, this scalp, then it just... And if, you know, if he doesn't, Liam, if it doesn't work out, you know, you've taken the gamble. I think it's a brilliant opportunity, and I wish you the best of luck, mate.
Thanks, Adam. Thanks very much, Adam.
Adam, thanks for your time this morning.
No problem at all.
Take care.
Speak soon. Cheers.
Adam Smith, Sky Sports boxing commentator. No regrets is essentially what he's saying. I'd imagine that's the perfect boxing mentality, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And you know, I think if you know you knew me outside boxing and you knew me, you know, what we do in the gym, that'll never be a question of mine. It won't be for lack of trying. I'll leave everything in there. You know, I won't go there and I won't freeze. And, you know, I won't go there and, you know, I won't. No, I have no belief in myself. You know, I'll go there and I'll go there to win. I said that I'm 27 years of age. I'm not going there for money. I'm not going there to lose. I could have took another voluntary defence, then one mandatory, another voluntary, and, you know, probably ain't the same money. With easier fights, it's nothing to do with anything like that. I'm going here to, you know, make a name for myself in boxing, and I'm going here to win. People probably laughed and thought when I've mentioned all the names who wanted to fight, Canelo, Cotto, Kell Brook. And I said, the minute one of them got offered, you know, I took it. And I think it kind of, you know, shows shows me as a person and shows what character I've got. Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.